during the 60s and early 70s, literally the news every night was Vietnam. And it always listed the body count. I just knew an awful lot of kids my age were going off to war. And I would see also the protests on TV. My father was a staunch Republican and a Southerner. I'd try to talk with him about it, and he could get pretty darn derisive about things, you know, because I was just a kid. I see the same thing now. It's just, it's all over TV, the protests about Black Lives Matter, and you can't mention that without it blowing up. And it just worries me.
That kind of resonated with me when you talked about the family dinners and political arguments, because I'm a little more moderate anyway. And so I was just told I was a Republican. Like, I remember asking, what am I? Oh, you're a Republican. Oh, okay. And actually, there was a time where I thought, if you're a Christian, you're a Republican. Like, I didn't know that you could be a Christian and a Democrat, which now I'd be like, oh my gosh. We started off talking about, you have your own, you know, your perspective and your upbringing and what you're told. And then you have to kind of start discarding that and searching for yourself. And so I really try to encourage my children to make sure they're not don't listen to me, but reasonable people fall on both sides of the aisle. I did vote for Trump, and literally I was like, God forgive me. Because I really was like, you're kidding me that it's come down to this. Like, I really just could not be. We had some great people coming, very good character, and they just falling by the wayside. And I was like, this is not really happening. Like, I couldn't believe it. But because I'm very strong pro-life, and so I just couldn't vote. Really, that was where I just couldn't vote for Hillary.
And honestly, I feel the same way about the Democrats. Oh my God, we ended up with Biden. Are you kidding me? Can we find somebody under retirement age on either side? You know?
And isn't it discouraging? You look around, you can look around and say, well, this person would be amazing, and this person would be amazing. And then you're like, how did this happen? How do we end up with this?
Exactly.
So is there anything you learned about me today that surprised you?
Yes, you're normal.
Back at you.
I know, you're very... As soon as you started talking, I thought, oh my God, you sound like me. I was terrified of this conversation, to be honest.
I was a little nervous too, just because there's enough divisiveness in my life. I really didn't engage in that, but I wanted to be able to hear and share, and it was really great.